Lesson 4.
This lesson is called Coached Drill. In it, we're going to look at a couple of passages and go through them very slowly and then go through them up to speed several times through using different types and styles of the farm ranch dialect here. I want first to look at a little passage here that I call a story about my adopted home. Let's go through real slowly. I don't look forward. Now remember, get the resonance up there because it's all coming out of the resonance and the muscularity. I don't look forward, so it's not forward, but forward with that tighter R, to experiencing the touchdown of a tornado. Tornado, which is probably, sometimes you get a little bit of a truncation to some of those words there, not too careful pronunciation instead of probably, which is probably why I'm one of the few people in Wichita who actually takes cover when the warning, no, not when, but when, that's that "e" before the "n," when the warning sirens blow. What most of my friends have done, not friends, but friends have done over the years, get those R's hard, over the years, is to run outside with their cameras as soon as the warning comes. Don't do the Southern extensions, not with their cameras, but with their cameras as soon as the warning, hard R, warning comes. Trying to get, now even though G-E-T doesn't have an N, that's one of the ones that's almost always going to change in this area, to get pictures of one. There's, hard R, there's an old Indian legend that a twister, get that hard R, won't ever hit at the fork, not fork or fork, not with the lilt, but fork of two rivers. And since Wichita is at the meeting place of the Big and Little Arkansas, again, hard R's all the way through, they've gone on for years. F-O-R, of course, almost all over the place is going to be fur in a lot of situations. For years, thinking it'll never come. All right, let's get this a little bit more up to speed now. And I'm going to do it first with what I would call a soft Midwestern farm dialect. I don't look forward to experiencing the touchdown of a tornado, which is probably why I'm one of the few people in Wichita who actually takes cover when the warning sirens blow. What most of my friends have done over the years is to run outside with their cameras as soon as the warning comes, trying to get pictures of one. There's an old Indian legend that a twister won't ever hit at the fork of two rivers. And since Wichita is at the meeting place of the Big and Little Arkansas, they've gone on for years thinking it'll never come. Now I'm going to do a little bit more of this here bounce step that I was talking about. Keep my mouth closed a little bit more, perhaps get the whine a little bit more intense, and truncate a few of them words there a little bit. I don't look forward to experiencing the touchdown of a tornado, which is probably why I'm one of the few people in Wichita who actually takes cover when the warning sirens blow. What most of my friends have done over the years is to run outside with their cameras as soon as the warning comes, trying to get pictures of one. There's an old Indian legend that twister won't ever hit the fork of two rivers. And since Wichita is at the meeting place of the Big and Little Arkansas, they've gone on for years thinking that it'll never come. And I'm going to tell you, that's really the harder of the two extremes, or the more the less subtle of the two extremes of this dialect. Of course, again, I want to repeat that inside some of the cities, some of the larger cities, you're just going to have a little bit of that palatal twang, and not too terribly much more is going to be happening with the dialect. It's going to sound very, very non-regional. But when you get into the rural areas, into the farms and the ranches and outside in the real small towns, then we're going to start getting the harder sound more and more. It doesn't mean that there won't be some people in these regions who have very fine, very refined speech. But we're talking about tendencies and norms rather than every specific situation. Want to go through some parts of Lincoln's Gettysburg Address now. 80, get that hard R, and 7 years ago, our fathers, and of course in almost any rural area, O-U-R, our, is going to be pronounced our, fathers, brought forth, again, that ah sound, which is not going to be brought, like the South, but brought forth on this continent, continent, a new nation, conceived in liberty, and dedicated to the proposition that all, not owl, like you might have in some parts of the South, all men, not man in the South, or men, but men, are created equal. Now, we are engaged in a great civil war. Get the tightness on the R. Testing whether that nation, or any nation so conceived and so dedicated, can long endure or endure. Either one. We've met on a great battlefield, not battlefield. Don't push the E's and the A's and the O's. Battlefield of that war. We've come to dedicate, doesn't have to go to dedicate because it's not before an M or an N, dedicate a portion of that field as a final, don't do the final, don't truncate it, final resting place to those who here gave their lives that that nation might live. Not might live, might live. Let's go through this one both ways now. The softer farm accent. 80 years ago, our fathers brought forth on this continent a new nation, conceived in liberty, and dedicated to the proposition that all men are created equal. Now we're engaged in a great civil war, testing whether that nation or any nation, so conceived and so dedicated, can long endure. We are met on a great battlefield of that war. We've come to dedicate a portion of that field as a final resting place for those who here gave their lives that that nation might live. Now getting it a little bit more into the rural, out there on farms, getting kind of countrified with it now. Close the mouth more in front, get a little bit more intense whine up there on the palate, but still don't lip like this. 80 years ago, our fathers brought forth on this continent a new nation, conceived in liberty, dedicated to the proposition that all men are created equal. Now we're engaged in a great civil war, testing whether that nation or any nation so conceived and so dedicated can long endure. We're met on a great battlefield of that war. We've come to dedicate a portion of that field as a final resting place to those who here gave their lives that that nation might live. Now sometimes it can get even more muffled, and you're gonna hear some people out there on farm who aren't going to open their mouths much at all there. And I just want to give you a little indication of this, even though there are times when it's going to be very difficult to do this kind of thing in acting, because it's going to interfere with intelligibility, and that's one of the major axioms you don't want to break. But I mean to tell you, there 80 years ago, our fathers sort of brought forth in this continent a new nation, conceived in liberty. It's the same thing. It's the same focus, but it's not getting the cavity open and really moving the articulators well. But these are some of the compromises we have to make. We have to mix the impression of authenticity with total intelligibility for the stage, for screen, and for television. And with that, we end the coach drill, and I leave you with the benediction to have at it with your Midwestern farm ranch dialects.